Hey, it's your host Brittany, and welcome to the Mom Sweat Sanity Podcast, where we talk all things life, health, fitness, kids, relationships, you name it, nothing is off the table. A little bit of just me and a whole lot of knowledgeable guests. So throw on your Lulus to run or to mom, grab yourself a cup of coffee or a glass of wine, and join us as we unpack life's pressing topics and learn a little bit more of the who, what, whys of it all. Or at the very least, get real, share some wisdom, and grab practical tips to help in our daily lives. Hey everyone, thanks so much for tuning in. Happy Tuesday. Hope you all had a fantastic weekend. We did here in Vancouver. The weather was a bit of a mixed bag, but we definitely had some beautiful sunshine. We hosted Thanksgiving dinner for my family and Ryan's family, which was nice, a belated one because we were all finally in one room, minus Kai because, again, he was off playing hockey, and that's where we're headed in the next few days to go watch him play for Team BC in the WHL Cup. So super excited to be doing that. Otherwise, on Saturday, I had a long ride to do, 3 hours on the bike, which I have not done in a very long time. And to make it even more exciting, it was all on the trainer in my basement because weather. I'm a fair weather rider. I don't like the rain, making it slippery, and all of those types of things. So I was inside, but super motivated because the inaugural women's only world championships were happening in Kona, and I was so distracted the whole time watching because there were so many amazing women, so many amazing stories that were being told along the way, and then I was going between the YouTube video flow as well as my Instagram because there were so many Betty Squad girls there cheering everyone on, posting the videos. It was so inspiring. I just had so much FOMO. Anyways, I am less than 7 weeks away now from a goal that I had put onto my schedule, and that is a bit of this conversation today. So my goal is Indian Wells 70.3 Ironman down in Palm Springs in the desert at the beginning of December. I have done this race once before. I did it 2 years ago, and I really enjoyed the timing of the winter months, the fall months, the blah days to have something to train for and just get up, know what I'm doing, get that workout in, and kind of be re-inspired by a different routine post summer. So last year I didn't do it and was kind of missing something, not necessarily that specific race, but just something to train towards. And again, in this kind of mundane blahs of what fall can kind of bring, especially here in Vancouver. Again, today it is pouring with rain, and I think that I am definitely affected by SADS, seasonal affective disorder, more than I kind of want to admit. And so having something for motivation, even on the days that I don't want to do it, really, really amps up my serotonin, my adrenaline, everything. So it has been great. The ride on the weekend was long, that's for sure, but there's something in that. Committing to this goal got me on the bike, was burning the calories, having like producing energy. And I got off of that ride and just was a whole new person in mind and body, that's for sure. So today I'm talking to you about why so many, let's say challenges, so many programs are around 12 weeks. Why 12 weeks to pursue a goal? Well, here's one reason. 12 weeks works for most goals of most people because it can work seasonally. You're breaking it down into 3 separate months. And then from the seasonality, or if we're just taking it monthly, but let's talk about it seasonality wise. Like September, we're starting something, we're going into the fall. Currently, you're starting something, it's taking you to the end of the new year. January through the mundane of the beginning of the year through till spring break, if you're Canadian March mamas talking about spring break time. If you're breaking it down into a year, there are the 4 quarters. So seasonally, it makes a lot of sense to pursue a goal. Within each week, now we can break it down even more into how many hours each week you're going to commit to working on this goal, how many days each week you'll be committing to work on this goal, which days, get so clear on this. Time block. When we actually are able to then look at our calendars, if you're one that still writes it out, or if it's on your phone, on your iCal, whatever. When we look at our calendars and see the time blocking, okay, tomorrow, this is when I'm waking up, I'm doing this, I'm going to have my workout, then I'm going to shower, going to wake the kids up, yada, yada, yada. Be precise. When you're precise, it takes the guesswork out of it. And so, therefore, when the guesswork is removed, you already have an action. So your action is to blank, fill in your blank. As we're breaking this down, the next thing to do is write down your goals. Pen to paper. Research has actually shown that people who write down their goals are 42% more likely to achieve them than those who don't. So why aren't you writing them down? From a LinkedIn article I was reading, there were three reasons for this that they gave. One being clarity. Writing down your goals helps you clarify what you want to achieve. When you write them down, you have to think about what you really want and what steps you need to take to get there. Their second was accountability. When you write down your goals, you create a sense of accountability for yourself. You have a tangible reminder of what you're working towards and why it's important. This accountability can help stay motivated and on track. And lastly, they said memory. Writing down your goals also helps you remember them better. When you write something down, you're more likely to remember it than if you just think about it. This can help you stay focused on your goals and avoid distractions. So, as I say, the fastest way to achieve your goals is accountability. And there you have it from this LinkedIn study. So often we know what we should be doing or what we can do to get to that end goal, but we don't. And the reason is we aren't holding ourselves accountable. And this is when coaching comes in, or an accountability partner, or a small group, things like that. People on the like-minded track that are there to support, to offer advice and guidance, and to get you there. So the fastest way to achieve your goals is accountability. And the reason being for that is because the accountability holds you consistent. And working with a coach or someone like me with the accountability and the consistency, I also ask of my clients to level themselves up. What are you going to do before we meet next that is going to move your needle towards your goal? Every week we're doing that. Every day we're checking in on Voxer. There is someone in your corner. If you don't know something, there is advice that can be given or help that can be found. So working in these kinds of settings absolutely help to pursue a goal. And this is why a lot of the times my minimum commitment is 12 weeks. Now, on the route to pursuing your goal, you obviously need to identify and clearly lay out what your goal is specifically. And you have to define this so clearly that you know the ins and outs, the ups and downs, the whys of it all. And it is so defined down to a verb. So I have one client currently working on running. So my example is that She's looking for a cadence specifically in her run. And so she knows that when she is going out on a run, her watch is going to tell her if she is hitting that goal or getting close to that goal. Very, very specific. I have another client that a goal currently is to make X amount from this specific avenue in their workplace by a certain date. Very clearly outlined. How tangible is that goal, and how much do you feel it, and what is your why, and how will you feel when you have attained this goal? Getting back to the benefits of a 12-week cycle, the increased predictability, planning a 12-week cycle, it reduces the random things because we have outlined and determined who, what, when, why, where, basically. It's giving you a greater focus in a very structured time frame. So the greater focus, instead of thinking that there's so much, you know, there's always so much time, I'll do it tomorrow, you're actually taking action now, which is also like a life lesson for all of us as to maybe how we need to live a little bit more in the present and not always expect tomorrow, because truly we only have today for certain. And then back to the improved structure. In a 12 weeks, it provides the structure for clearer, very well-defined goals that you are putting your time towards and taking action on. So again, the fastest way to achieving your goals is accountability. We build consistency, and 12 weeks is a sweet spot to start on you. So thanks for listening to my ramble today. I hope that these tips helped you. And if you are looking for support, for coaching, and to start today on you, then reach out. Happy Tuesday, everyone.
Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in today. As a mom of three, an endurance sport junkie, and an accountability coach, I get what overwhelm and feelings of high expectation can feel like. By getting crystal clear on tangible goals, I will work with you to create personalized action steps with unwavering accountability to ensure you hit your goals. If this sounds like something you're interested in, reach out to me at MomSweatSanity on Instagram or MomSweatSanity.com for your free exploration call. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to share it. See you next week. You can find me on Instagram at MomSweatSanity.